First reading is from the second chapter of the book of Genesis, verse 5. And there was no shrub of the field as yet in the earth, and there was no herb of the field as yet growing, because Yahuwah God had not caused it to rain upon the earth, and there was no man to till the ground. And he made a mist to ascend from the earth, and watered all the faces of the ground. And Yahuwah God formed man, dust from the ground, or soil, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of lives, and man became a living soul. And Yahuwah God planted a garden in Eden from the east, and there he set the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground Yahuwah God made to grow every tree, desirable to behold, and good for food. And Yahuwah God formed out of the ground, or soil, every beast of the field and every bird of the heavens, and brought it to the man to see what he would call it. And whatever the man called every living soul, that was his name. We read further from Isaiah chapter 40, verse 5 through 8. And the glory of Yahuwah shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of Yahuwah has spoken. A voice says, proclaim. And I said, what shall I proclaim? All flesh is grass, and all its mercy is as the flower of the field. The grass withers, and the flower fades, for the Spirit of Yahuwah blows on it. Surely the people is grass. The grass withers, and the flower fades, but the word of our God shall rise up to eternity. And then we read from the Gospel of John, in the 12th chapter, verses 23 and 24. But Jesus answered them, saying, the hour is come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Amen, amen, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat, having fallen into the ground, dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it brings forth much fruit. He who loves his soul shall lose it, and he who hates his soul in this world shall guard it to life eternal. The grass withers and the flower fades. What time of the year do we call this? It comes after summer. What do we call this time? Do you know? The season. Do you know what it is? What do we call it? Remember this thing he said? Unless the grain of wheat fall into the ground and die. So we call it fall, don't we? We call this season fall. What else falls besides the grain of wheat? Pretty clear, isn't it? All these leaves, these plants dying back, right now everything looks like it's falling, doesn't it? And what happens when it falls? We were told, weren't we? It said, unless the grain of wheat fall into the ground and die, it remains alone. But if it dies, if it falls down and dies, what happens? It produces much fruit. What happens to all the leaves and all the different fruits that fall into the ground? What's going to happen to those? What are they going to turn into? You know what that's called? If you go out in the woods and you dig a little bit and you see all those leaves that are decaying, all those things that look like they're dying, what are they turning into? Well, we read about it in the second chapter of Genesis. Sometimes we call it the ground, but the actual word in the Latin is humus, which is soil. We might think of the good earth, beautiful soil. We could call it dirty, and our hands might get dirty, but what does this soil do? What would happen if there wasn't any soil? What would we have? We'd have a desert, wouldn't we? But with all these things dying back, we get something wonderful called soil, or humus. The word for soil in Hebrew is adama, from which came Adam, or Adam. And we also know from the heavenly doctrine that humans come from humus in the same way. Man comes from the soil. Why is that? Why do we need the soil? Things need to die for things to live. If everything just stayed alive all the time, What would happen? What would happen if no one died? What would be missing? What happens? That's another question. What happens when people die? Do you know what happens when people die? I think you do, don't you? When people die, they leave their body behind, but are they dead? No. When the Lord said, unless the seed fall into the ground and die, it remains alone, but if it die, it produces much fruit, he was talking about the Son of Man being glorified. The Lord himself died on the cross so that he might live to eternity. Now, unlike us, the Lord actually glorified his whole body. We leave our body behind. But then where do we go? Well, we first go into the world of spirits, and if we've been good, we can go to heaven. If people never died and never left this planet, there would be no heaven. And at first we say, well, wouldn't it be nicer just to be here? But we're thinking from the outside. We're thinking from this material world, and it looks so real. But heaven is so, so much better. And so that's why the fall happens. Things fall down, and then go through a cold winter. Snow may come to the ground, and then it melts. And then what do you get after winter? You get spring. The beautiful things are all growing again. It's interesting in the story from Genesis. In the first chapter of Genesis, the Lord said, let the earth produce the plants. Let the earth produce the animals. But then in the second chapter of Genesis, he says, let the soil produce. And he makes man dust from the soil. He has the plants grow up from the soil. And he even makes the animals from the soil. Because the first state is kind of like the life in this world. But the second chapter's about heaven itself, about life in the other world. Things die back, make the soil, and then they grow up again so, so much better. And so when we know somebody who died that we love very much, we're sad. But if we think about the other side, they're happy. They're free from the external things. They're now in the other world. And that's the way it is with so many things in our life. There's the sad times. But those sad times let things go and die, and then the wonderful things come in their place. And so that's what the life is, and that's why we have fall. That's why the leaves fall down. That's why the fruits fall down. But they serve like soil for the seeds. And then that germ inside the seed can grow and produce not just one plant, but many, many other things. And from those seeds can come more seeds, and a whole garden can grow. But if there wasn't fall, if the things never fell to the ground and died, then it would remain alone. That's why the Lord said, it's not good that man be alone. And from the soil, he made all those animals. It's important that we recognize the need to let things go, to let people go to the other world so they can be in heaven. Amen.